Hello and welcome to Do Well, your guide to wellness and well-being in Suffolk. Hello, I'm Anne, and here I am back with another look at what's happening in the world of wellness here in Suffolk. If your wellness is lacking, e.g. you're well less, then Do Well is here to help with a range of new, obscure and bizarre practices that often beg a belief. All claiming to restore balance to your well-lessness and help you on the road to wellness-ness instead. In this episode, I sent my roving reporter Alex to rove around the Suffolk countryside and see what he could pull from the well of wellness. Usual disclaimer, don't take our word for it, just listen and use your common sense. Do well.
Welcome back to Do Well. I'm Alex and I'm here with Susan Flatpack, who is going to be telling us about the wellness benefits of dog lifting. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes, doing well. And you?
Also doing well, thanks very much.
Great. Well, that's why we've got you on, isn't it, Susan? Very much looking forward to finding out more about dog lifting. Can you tell us what is dog lifting?
Dog lifting, well, as the name suggests, it involves lifting dogs.
But any kind of dog, or like, how is there a way you're lifting? What's the special part of that?
Any type of dog will do. Generally, you start with one dog, but I've seen people in our small group go on to lift many dogs at one time. And the benefits of touch with a dog really outweigh any of the disadvantages of walking around carrying or lifting several dogs at one time.
This is fascinating. I'm intrigued to get more into the wellness benefits, but I guess I'm sure the listeners would like to know, how did it all begin?
Well, it's very simple. My dog was had fallen into a trench that I was digging in my garden. He's quite a big dog. I wouldn't recommend starting with a Newfoundland. But as I lifted him out of the trench, it didn't feel like the usual picking up of my pup. There was something different about it.
Tell me more.
So I lifted my dog, and as I did, I felt my spirits lift. With the elevation of the dog came the elevation of my mood. I felt my appetite went. It's great for cravings. If you're like me and you like to nibble in the evenings, just go lift your dog, hold him. I mean, I would suggest, I'm sort of demonstrating here, it's difficult on the radio to explain on audio, but if you lift to sort of chest height,
yeah.
There is a connection between raising a four-legged creature, preferably a dog. I haven't noticed it with any other animals, I've got to say. And the connection between that and appetite and gastrointestinal wellness, as well as spiritual wellness and overall mood. It really does take you by surprise.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a surprising wellness. What do you call it? A practice? Is it a trend?
I would say it's a wellness practice. So as I said, I lifted my Newfoundland, Boris. It's a terrible choice of name. I realise that now. Wish I could change it, but what can I say? I lifted him to chest height to get him out of the trench, immediately felt the difference in my entire being. It was as if I was glowing from the inside out. A fire had lit in my belly from the contact with this beast.
And you'd never experienced this prior to lifting the dog, is that? Not in this way?
Not in this way. I hadn't lifted Boris since he was a pup anyway, but even then I'd probably just tuck him under my arm. And there was something about the movement. We have another dog, we have a small dog, and I thought, I'm just going to practice this on my small dog, Teddy. I picked Teddy up, tucked him under my arm, no effect. But if you lift as if you're lifting a barbell with weights, almost like a cross between a squat and a deadlift, if you go to the gym.
Right. And so are you doing the kind of the full jerk above the head?
I haven't tried a clean and jerk with them yet. Right. Because what you find is that as you twist your hands, quite often you'll end up throwing the dog 6 to 8 foot away.
Right.
Which is no good for their spinal structure. It really doesn't benefit either of you, to be honest, and the vet bills can be astronomical. So I would say just lift to chest height and place the dog back down. Start off with just walking around with your one dog at chest height, walk around the house, you know, get on with your regular activities as long as they don't involve your arms and hands. Why shouldn't you?
Have you been able to work out, you know, what is it about lifting the dog into the air, or is it disconnecting them with the earth? Like, what is it that just creates this effect? Like, have you managed to work out the specifics of it yet?
I've actually given it a name, Alex.
Great. What's that?
I believe that what you get is something I refer to as canine spiritual auric lift.
Wow. A canine
spiritual auric lift. Because I was talking to a friend of mine she's very spiritual. She reads auras like she reads books, you know? And I actually got her to witness me lifting my dog to see if she could see anything happening on a spiritual level. And she said, my aura lit up like Blackpool Tower.
Right. So it's not that the auras, you're not becoming one aura. It's like an auric boost.
It's like an auric boost. If you imagine all the protons and neutrons and electrons, and on a quantum level, you and the dog become aurically connected.
Right. So auras are quantum, are they?
Very much, probably. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so you become one, did you say?
We don't necessarily become one. And I've got to say, if you look at the dog's face, to the layman, the dog might look completely disinterested, as if it doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
But that's because they've actually zoned out and they've connected on a deep quantum level with your psyche.
Wow. And that's a profound effect. So if you're a bit hungry at night, you fancy another biscuit, you've already had three, you think, I shouldn't have another one, quickly pick up the dog.
Yeah.
And that energy...
Only to chest height.
Oh, right. And why not beyond?
Well, like I said, I mean, the clean and jerk just wasn't going to work. But if you do turn it into more of a press and you try and lift it higher, you find that you can get a bit heady. There's too much contact between the dog and your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, once you're comfortable with walking around with your one dog, what I do now is I get Teddy and I put Teddy on top of Boris and I do a double dog lift. And that's usually if I'm trying to fit into a new dress for the weekend and I really need to rein it in.
It's amazing. And so you've also, obviously the wellness benefits are not just something that you've identified or your spiritual friend has identified. You've actually got other people doing this now. This has become, quite the sensation.
It has. And what's interesting is that the benefits are as individual as the dogs themselves, believe it or not.
Wow, that's intriguing.
Yes.
Can you give me some more information on that?
So two of my friends, Kevin and Graham, they have Labradors. And when they lift their dogs, they both find that they sleep all night, 8 hours, uninterrupted, every night.
Holding the dog or after?
I think they put the dog down before they go to bed, but... The benefits to sleep, I don't know if it's because Labradors are maybe a bit more loppy. Perhaps if you needed more energy, you might try a Jack Russell or a Spaniel.
Yeah.
We are conducting some actual research at the moment. We've been in contact with the laboratories at King's College in London. And so far, they've shown no interest whatsoever, and they think we're barking mad.
Oh, no. But clearly you're not, though.
Clearly we're not. But yeah, so far we haven't managed to get actual funding or in fact actual scientists to help us with our research, but we are fully intending to conduct actual scientific research so that there is evidence to prove that dog lifting really is a wellness activity that deserves accreditation.
Well, it's been great talking with you, Susan. Thank you so much for your time today, and all the best with your clinical trials.
Thank
it
you
only
very
remains
much.
For me to say, do well.
Do well, Alex. Wow, thank you so much, Alex. And thank you to Susan Flatpak for that insightful insight into the wellness benefits of dog lifting. If you'd like to give it a go and you don't have your own dog, maybe ask a friend if you can borrow theirs. Thanks for listening. Until next time, do well.